Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Sully, you are obsessed with coaches on the hot seat. You can't get enough. You would do topics about this on a daily if you could. But right now you have the top 10 college coaches on the hot seat. And we got to run through all 10 of these.
Man, I'm pumped for college football. All right, yeah, 10 college football coaches with the hottest of hot seats entering the season. This is from USA Today. Starting with number 10, Willie Taggart, Florida State. No sugarcoating it. He's on the hot seat. You agree?
I mean, geez, like what? If he goes 7-5, they're going to clip him? I think he would need to miss a bowl game for them to get rid of him. I mean, season tickets are terrible. I know that. I got a buddy who went to Florida State. Apparently, Central Florida sold more season tickets than them. Yeah, I'd say he belongs on the hot seat, but we have to define it. Certain guys, certain things are acceptable and not at certain places. He misses a bowl game? Yeah, I could see them firing him.
What about Randy Edsall, Connecticut? How about that name for you?
I think the program should be on the hot seat. UConn probably shouldn't have a Division I football program anymore.
Yeah.
They've ruined it. There was a time they were very relevant. They were competitive. I think they've screwed up their conference affiliation. Now I think they're going independent for a time. Attendance is awful. It's a total disaster. So to me, like, it's not just the coach. You're talking about UConn going the way of UMass. Neither program should probably exist.
Sorry.
All right, a couple of lesser names here. I'm honestly just curious if you have any opinion at all on these guys. Philip Montgomery from Tulsa.
Let me just get this straight. You want me to act like I've got some big opinion about Philip Montgomery, the head coach at Tulsa?
I wanted to see.
On an afternoon drive radio show in Detroit.
You're the same guy who named every mascot in the NCAA tournament. So I was just wondering if you had any opinion on him at all.
The only thing I know about Tulsa is they're going to rotate their quarterbacks, and their offense could be absolutely terrible. Mike.
Let's get to the bigger name. Some guy from San Jose State next. But let's just skip over that. Go to
Jose State.
That's the two that are on here. It's them mixed up with a bunch of bigger names.
Why don't you ask me about the job security of the football coach at Lawrence Tech?
Hey, I'm surprised if you don't have an opinion on it. Matt Luke, Ole Miss. Luke walked into a tight spot at Ole Miss after the conclusion of the Hugh Freeze era and NCAA penalties. Gives him a pass for last season, but not this season.
Yeah, they've got to have a winning record. They've got to.
That was awesome!
Gus Malzahn, Auburn.
Fire him immediately. The guy's terrible. If it wasn't for one of the biggest buyouts in America, he wouldn't be there. They owe him $26 million if they fire him this year, $13 million of which is due in the first 30 days. Gus Malzahn's awful.
Auburn heads into the season looking strong enough to contend for a New Year's Six Bowl, but not quite up to the challenge of reaching the playoff.
Anything short of them making a really nice bowl game, winning 9 games or more, I think 8 is danger zone, 7 they'll whack them. Yeah!
How about Lovie Smith, Illinois? Number 4 on the list.
I mean, look.
9-27 after 3 seasons.
I don't know how Lovie Smith ever got the phone call to get hired at Illinois. I don't even know how this fits. But he's starting to get some players. Excuse me. Mike, if they can't go out and win 5 or 6 games this year, you got to get rid of them. It's ridiculous. I mean, attendance is nowheresville. The program's dead as a doorknob. His beard makes him look like he's 120 years old. Yeah, he absolutely should be firmly on the hot seat.
All right, Chris Ash, Rutgers, 1-11 overall.
Should have been fired last year.
Winless in Big Ten play a year ago.
How did they bring him back?
I don't know.
What's his overall record?
He's well regarded by his peers. That's why.
Rutgers football is the most helpless thing I saw all last fall. helpless, hapless, no juice, no interest, no recruiting, no development, and terrible football helmets that look they were bought from a thrift store. Chris Ash should have been fired last year.
Who wants pizza?
Number two, this is pretty high for this guy on the list before we get to the obvious number one. Number two, how about the name Bob Davey at New Mexico? Just terrible. The Lobos have followed up back-to-back bowl berths with matching 3-9 records in the past two seasons. That's just a guy you don't hear much about.
Mike, it's New Mexico. What do they expect? You'll make a bowl game every 3 or 4 years. Wasn't Bob Davey running the option at New Mexico?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. I thought he sucked at Notre Dame. What do you think? The dry air is going to make him smarter down in Albuquerque?
No.
Sure, fire him, hire him, keep him, let him go. Who cares?
He was on ESPN for a while, too.
It's New Mexico football. What the hell do they expect?
No, there shouldn't be any pressure to play at a program like that, you'd think. And number one, the obvious hottest seat, Clay Helton, USC.
He's a dead man walking.
Any chance you think he keeps his job at all?
Sure, if he finds himself in the Pac-12 title game. I think anything short of them winning the Pac-12, they're just going to say, what did you want us to do? Urban Meyer was available. Mm. Does anyone believe Urban Meyer's not the coach at USC this year, next time? Or next year, this time of year?
Yeah, I know you want Auburn for him, but I think USC would make the most sense.
Oh, I think he's already in Brentwood looking for a house.
Yep.
I think Urban's going to USC.
He wants to take some time off. He doesn't want to coach again. You know, we've heard that before.
Right. Cool. Need some time with my family.
You think for sure he coaches again?
Yes. I just refuse to believe that that's how he's going to go out, by getting leveraged out of the legendary program he built.
And you go to USC, I mean, an easy route to the playoff, you'd think, with a Pac-12.
Easier.
You build an absolute program in SC.
You draw a circle around Los Angeles that's probably a 30 or 40-mile radius. You recruit 75% of your players from there. Chip Kelly's a disaster at UCLA. Urban's got a national profile. He could dip into Texas. He could dip into Oklahoma. He could dip into the South, get a few guys. Yeah, Mike. And it's glitz. It's glamour. Hell yeah, man. I think that's where he ends up. I think Clay Helton's a dead man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.